Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, how's everybody doing? Today's message is called, But Wait, It Is an Illusion. That's right, But Wait, It Is an Illusion. And the foundation scripture that we are coming from today is Romans 12 and 2 and 2 Corinthians 4 and 4. And it reads, And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. 2 Corinthians 4 and 4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Amen. Heavenly Father, I come before you now, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask that you bless everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice, that you think through my mind and speak through my lips, that you turn my heart in the word of God, whichever way you want to go, Holy Spirit, and that you water the seed of the word in our hearts and allow it to grow up and manifest in our lives. We ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. But wait, it's an illusion. Now, notice in Romans 12 and 2, the word of God says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. Transformed, shaped by the renewal of your mind. What are we being shaped in? We are being shaped in the word of God. We have to allow the word of God to penetrate our minds. Now, we know that we were born into sin, shaped in iniquity, but now it's time to turn the things that the world taught us around. Now, we notice in 2 Corinthians 4 and 4 that the God of this world, which is Satan himself, blinds the mind of the unbeliever. So this is why we have to have a reshaping, a transformal and renewing of our mind through the word of God. Now, keeping in mind with, but wait, it's an illusion, the enemy always wants to get at the mind, the soul realm, and wants to paint a picture of fear. Now, you're either going to feed on the fear that he shows you, or you're going to feed on faith. Now, where do we get faith from? Let's go over to Romans 10. Romans 10, 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him on whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. So you see, in order to build your faith, you need to hear the word of God from a preacher who is ordained to preach the word. He has to be sent. That's going to build your faith. And the word of God says to every man, he gave a measure of faith. Now, as images are projected out from either the word of God or the enemy, they go down into our heart as a seed. And we know the word of God says, as a man thinketh, so is he. You were performing, act out what you see, what you believe. As a man thinketh, so is he. Whose voice are you listening to? We must listen to the voice of God and not follow the illusions of the world. But wait, it's an illusion. What are some of the images of fear? Now, we were born in the middle of a spiritual war. We can go all the way back to Genesis when God said, let there be light. There was a war in heaven and the enemy got kicked out. Even over in Luke 10, Jesus says, I beheld Satan fall like lightning. And where did he fall to? He fell to the earth. So before the Lord our God breathed the breath of life into Adam, he was born into this spiritual war. Now, when we look at 2 Corinthians 4, 4, our mind is blinded because there are invisible giants in the land that are hovering over Babylon. This is why Ephesians 6 says that we must put on the whole armor of God. We're putting on the whole armor of God because we are caught up in the middle of a spiritual battle. It's an invisible war, and Satan and the invisible giants, the principalities, the rulers of darkness, throws these illusions at our minds so that we may fall. Yes, those same giants are in high places and are part of the kingdom of darkness, looking for any open vessel, any human being to use and abuse. Just like Satan used the snake in the garden. Let's look at Job 1, 6 through 7. And it reads, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Verse 8. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, imperfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Verse 9. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. So then Satan goes on to say, and I'm paraphrasing, if you take the hedge of protection away from Job, he'll cuss you. He'll cuss you to your face. So what was Satan doing? Satan was going to and fro in the earth looking to steal, kill, and destroy. He wanted to destroy Job. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And Jesus says, I am come that they might have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. So you see, Satan was coming to steal. But how does Satan come to steal? He has to throw an illusion at our minds. And this is why we have to block him with the whole armor of God. So Satan throws an illusion at the mind. Let's go back to Job. Let's go back to Job and see the type of illusions that Satan threw at Job. Let's go to Job 1:13. And it reads, and there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their elder brother's house. And there came a messenger into Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses were feeding beside them, and the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped only to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven and have burnt up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to thee. Satan keeps on showing image after image after image, images of destruction. Verse 17. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. So you see, over and over and over, the enemy presses the mind with images. Now, in Job's case, these illusions were fact. He was losing stuff, yet he still had his life. So the enemy was painting the image of fear, sending Job the images of fear over and over. The enemy wants to pound our minds with fear so we can give up. Let's look at another example in the scriptures. Bring it up to today's time. Let's look at 1 Kings 1:5. And this is when David's son tried to take over the kingdom. Then Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, I will be king. And he prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, why hast thou done so? And he also was a very goodly man, and his mother bare him after Absalom. Verse 9. And Adonijah slew sheep and oxen, a fatted calf, by the stone Zoheleth, which is by in Rogel, and called all his brethren the king's sons, and all the men of Judah the king's servants. But Nathan the prophet and Benaiah and the mighty men of Solomon his brother he called not. So Adonijah has set himself up as king and called everybody to the party, had a celebration, and cast it out. He cast it out as if he were king, and the men actually obeyed him and went out. Let's keep on reading. Verse 32. And King David said, call me Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada. And they came before the king. The king also said unto them, take with you the servants of your lord, and call Solomon my son to ride upon mine own mule. See, the real king rides on a mule. And bring him down to Gihon, and let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him there king over Israel. And blow ye with the trumpet and say, God save King Solomon. See that? You have to be anointed king. There's a certain order that has to take place. Adonijah sent out an illusion, but the real king rode upon the mule and was anointed king. Somebody say, but wait, it's an illusion. So folks, we cannot believe every report that the enemy gives. We must believe the report of the Lord. How about when the 12 spies went over to search out Canaan? We see that 10 spies came back with an evil report, but the two spies, the two prophets, Joshua and Caleb, came back with a good report. But because of the evil report of the 10 spies saying, we're like grasshoppers in their sight. They saw giants in the land, and the giants gave them an image as if they were grasshoppers. It may have been a fact, but it was not not true. The word of God is true. He said, take the land. You're well able. As Joshua and Caleb said, we are well able. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Don't look at the images of fear in life, but look at what God said. His word will not return void. Let's look at Psalms 2. Psalms 2, 1 through 5. Psalms 2, 1 through 5. Verse 1. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves. See this? God didn't call them. They set themselves. And the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. They're not coming against you. They're coming against the Lord, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Amen. So we see that the kings, the heathen, set themselves and say they will be this or they will be that. They set out an image, but then came against the people of God, his anointed. But my Bible said that they didn't come against the church, God's anointed. They came against the Lord our God. So they imagined an image, a vain thing, and came against the people of God. We see that in this world, there are some people that want a false sense of power. They want to always stay in authority and they want to control the people in an evil way. Let's look at Psalms 14 and 1. The fool have said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looketh down from heaven upon the children of man to see if there were any that did understand and see God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? You see, the workers of iniquity, the heathen, want to eat up the people as bread. They want to suppress and oppress the people. This is why it's so important for the church, the people of God, to go into every mountain of influence. We are to go in to be a light, to save the lost, bring them over into the kingdom of God. Because the people that don't believe are getting served and illusion. We're back at 2 Corinthians 4:4. The God of this world blinds the mind of the unbeliever. So we must go into the seven spheres of influence, those mountains, and be a light and bring them over, snatch them out of darkness and bring them over into the kingdom of light. Say amen to that. Amen. And this is what we see when we look at Proverbs 9:1-6. Let's read that real quick. Wisdom have builded her house. She have honed out her seven pillars, seven mountains of influence. It's for us to go into. She have killed her beast. She have mingled her wine. She have furnished her table. She have sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, come eat of my bread and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. See, wisdom is the one that created it all for us to go into. She built it, the seven pillars. So we are supposed to go into what God has already prepared for us. Psalms 24:1 says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And we, as the body of Christ, as believers, are joint heirs with Jesus Christ in heaven. Go into what is already ours. Advance, occupy, and hold. Amen. We see in Proverbs 11:1 that a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just way is his delight. We, as the body of Christ, are supposed to judge the world. Like my pastor said, God is not controlling the world. God is controlling the church, and the church is controlling the world. But we know that God does not like a false balance. He wants a just weight. So we are supposed to be the light and judge the world accordingly. We are supposed to run the world as the body of Christ, the ecclesia. Amen. So we see in all of this that the enemy blinds the mind. And he came to shake up the world, to cast images of doubt, to cast images of fear, to cast images of oppression, to cast images of death. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So whenever the enemy sends a wave your way and say that you can't do this or that, know that it's just an illusion, because our Father sent his Son because he loved the world. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Romans 10:9, John 3:16. If you confess Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart that he died and was raised from the dead on the third day, you, my friend, shall be saved. So what the enemy enemy throws at us is only an illusion. But wait, it's an illusion. Remember, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And the victory is already won through Jesus Christ. But wait, it's an illusion. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. Be blessed. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and I'm taking off. Yes, and amen. Hey, this is Pastor Michael Bailey. Thanks for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Now, if the Leaders of Faith Show is helping you out, please be sure to share with your friends on social media. As well, if God has put in your heart to help our ministry grow, go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and sow a seed in faith. Once again, thank you for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Be blessed. Hey. If you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read His word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith Show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. Hey, tune in to the On Demand Inspired by Faith broadcast. It is a new wave of faith-based radio. Listen and get inspired as we are building your faith one show at a time. Tune in at InspiredByFaithBroadcast.net. That's InspiredByFaithBroadcast.net.